Yeah, I think as a new member jumping into the school board, it was an opportunity to learn. I met a lot of great people on the school board, got to know the administration of the school very well, and just worked with the overall school community. From a learning standpoint, there was a lot to learn. It was a big learning curve. The opportunity to grow, there's resources around that allowed us to learn. We used the Minnesota School Board Associations. We attended trainings and some of that for our base knowledge. From that point, as we started working with the school, the priorities were to get in and learn, be part of committees, start to understand how the actual school works, and what we can do not only to make sure that we're improving the school, we're being good stewards of the public's money, and we're growing relationships and opportunities, and really just creating a better experience for our students. That was all very important. From a challenges standpoint, I think, you know, obviously COVID happened during our term. It was important for me to make sure that we gave our students the best opportunity to learn that we could. When we had the opportunity to take masks off, for example, it was important for me that we pursued that to make sure that we had in-person learning. We're taking obstacles out so that we could provide an opportunity that was as close to what normal school looked like as possible. That was kind of my priority during that time period.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your kids, your family. Do you have kids? What grades are they in? What activities are they in?
Yep. I got four children, three daughters. My oldest daughter is a senior this year. Then I got a 15-year-old daughter, a 13-year-old daughter, and a 7-year-old son. You know, they're involved in dance. Currently, they're involved in tennis. My youngest daughter is involved in basketball and track. They're just, you know, kind of involved student kids. My oldest daughter is also involved in student council, and she's the captain of the dance team. So taking on some leadership opportunities, spreading her wings a little bit, just kind of the full experience. I have a son. He's a 7-year-old. He's going into second grade. So just starting, he's excited for school and just continuing to learn.
Now, your oldest is moving into her senior year, so you get the opportunity to gauge how well Foley Public School prepared her for that jump into the next stage. If you don't mind me asking, is she considering college, tech school, going right out into the job force?
Yep, right now we're in the process of looking at four-year universities for her to continue her education. I feel that, you know, the Foley School District has done a very good job to prepare her for schools. We're getting, we have a lot of schools that are interested. We're not going to have concerns with, you know, getting in and that kind of stuff, which is a good thing. I feel that she's ready and prepared for college.
Now, looking back at your experience with Foley School, not only as a person on the school board, but also as a parent, what do you think Foley School does better than anybody else? This is your one chance to brag up your school district.
Better than anybody else. I would say that we do a great job of educating our children. From just like, you know, how we perform to standards, how we do like that testing standpoint, we perform very well. We compare to much larger districts favorably. And we do it in a way that, you know, we're putting the child first in that equation. We do a good job of making sure that, you know, every dollar that we get, we spend wisely. You know, if the Foley School District doesn't have an operating levy, and we're still able to offer very nice facilities, we're still able to, you know, continue to expand and to improve the offerings that we have. So those are things that we do very well.
Now, as someone who's been on the school board, you're looking for another term. There must be things that you want to at least continue that you've got. Now that you've gotten your feet wet, what do you look to continue doing on the school board?
I think what I'm looking forward to in my next 4 years, if I get an opportunity for another 4 years, is really continuing the legacy of great education that the Foley Public Schools has provided. And making sure that the children of the district have more opportunities, continuing to see the community become more involved in the district. I think Foley is a very good district. I think we can continue along the trajectory we're on, and we can continue to improve. And that's really all we can hope for.
being a small district, and Foley is a small district compared to all the St. Clouds of the world and the Sartell St. Stephens, is that an advantage? Does it come with some built-in disadvantages? What are the challenges of having or being on the school board for a small school district?
Foley's not as small as some districts. So we're kind of, I would consider us more, you know, sort of a medium-sized district in the area. You know, some of the advantages that come with that is that there's the opportunity for us to offer more, you know, more to some of our students than like a smaller district would be offering. The challenge of being a smaller district is that we just don't have all the resources. We don't have the ability to. We have to get a little bit creative sometimes with the way that we use resources to make sure that we're providing the services to our students. That type of stuff is kind of where the challenge is.
And last question is all you. Why Nathan Anderson for Foley School Board?
You know, in my first 4 years on the board, you know, the focus that I have was really about the students and putting them in a position where we can give them the best opportunity to learn. You know, during COVID, we had a number of challenges that we faced, and we hit a lot of them head on, and I feel as though we made good decisions. You know, I have students in the district. I have a vested interest in this district. I have a good understanding of how the school board works, the role of a school board, and what we can do to kind of continue to push this, to push the district forward. Ultimately, I'm engaged in the process. I'm invested in the process. I'm willing to work to continue to improve our outcomes. Improve the, you know, continue that legacy of great education that Foley's been providing. So.